if you go right around the Indians lineup, you know, Jose Ramirez played there. Francisco Lindor played in Akron. Jason Kipnis played in Akron. Carlos Santana played in Akron. Roberto Perez, he played in Akron. Yan Gomes is one of the few. Now, here we go. I mean, five guys before we get to somebody who did not. Brad Zimmer in center field, he played in Akron. I mean, usually about 80% of the guys you see in the big leagues with the Indians came through Akron.
Who are some of the standouts that we're raising from pups now that we're likely to see up?
Well, I mean, the biggest one, the most interesting to me, and the one that I think you might have a shot of seeing this year is Francisco Mejia, the catcher. Now, here's how you have to look at stats. Number one is, you know, how is the player hitting? 339, tops in the Eastern League. Then the next question they ask right away is, how old is he?
How old is he?
21.
Wow.
See, if he's 26, and you go, well, he's 26, he should hit well in Double A.
That's not a prospect anymore.
That's not a prospect. So this kid, and he still is a young man just turning 21, is already, you know, at that stage where they're either move him up to AAA and they could possibly bring him to Cleveland because he is a catcher. And the Indians catchers cannot hit Yan Gomes and Roberto Perez. Last time I looked, they're batting combined 207. The only worst-hitting group of catchers in the American League was Toronto, a bunch of guys hitting 180. He is the most intriguing right away, but not the only one.
Who else?
Well, they have a kid named Bobby Bradley playing first base. He's also 21.
Defense is not his strong suit.
No. It used to be they could hardly get him to play any at all, and now he's playing some. But here's the other thing, Schultze, is you look at age and power. Most of the time, players don't start to hit a lot of home runs until they're 24, 25, 26. Bobby Bradley's 21.
And he's already got the power.
He's got like 17 homers, and as his manager, Mark Budzinski, said, that he's got the most power that he's seen there since Brad Zimmer came through. Akron is kind of the dividing line. If you play reasonably well in AA, and you're young, remember, keep the age thing in mind. Say you're 23 and under, you probably will play in the big leagues at some point. Here's something, Schultze. Do you remember the Jonathan Lucroy trade?
Yes, the one that did not happen.
Did not happen. That was supposed to happen right after they traded for Andrew Miller, their star reliever. They were going to get Lucroy, who was a catcher who could hit. But Lucroy had the right to veto a trade, and he did. But in that trade, Francisco Mejia, who's hitting 339, and Yu Chang with the 19 homers, and Greg Allen, the outfielder who can run, the Indians are so thankful that thing fell apart. To make it even better, last I looked, Lucroy's hitting about 250 with four homers. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. It's like he forgot how to play in his contract year. The other prospect there is a kid from Taiwan named Yu Chang. He's only 21. And here's something else to think about. Mejia's from the Dominican Republic. Bobby Bradley, Gulfport, Mississippi. Chang is from Taiwan.
Nice diversity there.
It's baseball. The players come from all over the place. When you're the farm director or the scouting director, for example, Brad Grant is the guy that's drafted all these players or helped them come in through the international highways. Your idea is, I just want to have a whole bunch of players that the front office could use however best to use them. And to me, it's kind of fun to say, all right, I went to Akron and, you know, I saw Lindor and I knew he could play. Mm. Or I saw Jose Ramirez, and he was playing second base, and Lindor was playing short. I knew those guys were going to be good. Or I saw Josh Tomlin, and, you know, I didn't really think he was going to be that good. There he is. He's had a decent major league career. Or I saw this guy, and I thought for sure he'd make it, and he didn't. So you kind of get to play scout or amateur general manager, and that's a lot of fun, too.
Terry Pluto says Akron has one other advantage for baseball fans. Canal Park is a nice place to watch a ball game. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.